So as we begin, many of you are going to be familiar with a lot of the very high-profile data breaches. Everyone's heard about Sony and Target. But for many companies, wonder, because of the very high-profile nature of these breaches and the fact that many of them involve retailers, for your basic company, how important is this risk and how important is cyber insurance? Mariah?
So what you're looking at is a slide of some very high-profile data breaches recently. A couple of things missing from the slide are Anthem, for example. 2015, some people are saying, is the year of the healthcare breach. And there's good reason for that, because people are not just after credit cards and that type of personal information, but really Social Security numbers. And that's because those are worth much more in the black market. They're worth about $50 a number, and they can be reused multiple times before anyone notices. They can be used to steal identities, open accounts, obtain birth certificates, and things like that. So they're much more valuable, and that's why hackers have latched onto this and have made these types of businesses their target this year. Otherwise, credit card numbers, you know, that was the thing at issue in Home Depot and Target. Those go for about $20 in the black market. They can be used once or twice before someone notices and the accounts close. But they're still very lucrative, and so hackers are still after those. So it's a risk that a lot of insureds face, and depending on the type of business that your insured runs or has, no one's really immune to this. A good example is the Target breach that happened 2 years ago. And Russian hackers hacked in, actually, we now know through the HVAC subcontractor, which is usually perceived to be a weakest link. You always need to consider your third-party vendors. But they were able to get into the network, Target's network, and download a malware onto Target's point-of-sale system, which is the cash register.